Part 2. Triumph and Disaster. Soon, the journalists came. They took photographs of Mrs. Packletide and the tiger. The pictures appeared in many newspapers, even the Texas Weekly Snapshot. Luna Bimberton saw them. She was very jealous. She received the tiger claw brooch. Then she was angry. She did not accept Mrs. Packletide's invitation to lunch. Mrs. Packletide and Miss Mebbin returned to London. They brought the tiger skin with them. Everyone admired it. Mrs. Packletide was very pleased and satisfied with her adventure. She went to a fancy dress party. She wore a Diana costume.
"No one knows the truth,"
Miss Mebbin said a few days later.
"What do you mean?"
Mrs. Packletide asked angrily.
"You didn't shoot the tiger at all,"
Miss Mebbin explained.
"You shot the goat. The tiger just died because it was afraid."
Miss Mebbin laughed. Mrs. Packletide's face went red.
"No one will believe that,"
she said quickly.
"Luna Bimberton will believe it,"
Miss Mebbin told her quietly. Mrs. Packletide went very white.
"Don't tell anyone,"
she said quietly.
"There's a little cottage near Dorking,"
Miss Mebbin replied slowly.
"I want to buy it. It costs £680, but I haven't got the money."
Louisa Mebbin has her little cottage in the country now. It is a very pretty place. All her friends like it very much. "How does she pay to keep all this?" they all ask. Mrs. Packletide does not hunt tigers anymore.
"It's too expensive,"
she tells her friends.